Hello there, and welcome back to the Zero Credentials F1 podcast. Nelly and I are here, your race weekend companions, to take you through the Brazilian Grand Prix of 2025. So let's roll the intro and get right on with it. That was a bit more of a slick intro today, wasn't it?
I almost sound
like I know what I'm doing.
You kept your shit together well there. I enjoyed that.
We definitely appreciate all the new subscribers we've got and all the views and all that stuff. It's making this worthwhile and fulfilling, mate, isn't it?
It really is, actually.
I am fulfilled. Mainly just because talking to you every week has been great.
Well, there were worse things to do, and just to get some time on a call with my buddy is a nice thing to have, even if we didn't have all these likers and subscribers. But no,
and sharing our engagement. Zero credentialed F1 views with the world.
It seems there's a few of us out there as well. we're attracting some opinions.
And they're down. They're down in the comments as well, aren't they?
Big time.
And we love it. We are here for that. So Brazil. I think potentially one of the best tracks of the year. Do you agree?
I was thinking about this today, and Brazil, if you're an old school F1 fan from sort of 90s and before as well, that I always seem to remember that Brazil was very much the end of the season. It was where many of the championships were decided. So I've got a really soft spot for Brazil, notwithstanding it's a fantastic circuit, and you get some of the best speeds of a Formula One car, especially building up in those final three corners for the straight. It's fantastic. But yeah, we've seen so much history happen there in Brazil.
I think if you're a child of the 80s, like we are, then, and you were watching F1 from a young age, you also associate Brazil with Ayrton Senna so much.
Yeah,
and
yeah, of course.
The love of F1 that the Brazilians have.
And they always put on a fantastic show as well.
Yeah, it just adds an extra buzz, doesn't it? It's just, brilliant race. Great track as well. Just classic old school track.
And you can genuinely tell that the drivers enjoy being there. I mean, it's not one of those sort of processional ones that they feel that they're doing all the work behind the scenes and everything else and all the PR and the press. I think they genuinely get into sort of that festival feeling that Brazil does, the carnival.
Yeah, and it's got that kind of, it's tight and twisty, isn't it? Narrow. It's pretty narrow in some places.
Yeah, it's an old school track. You need a decent motor to navigate this one, and it delivers on many, many levels. I've never had a bad word to say about Sao Paulo.
Your sound's gone all funny.
No.
I can almost like hear you twice. So yeah, Brazil it's just fantastic, isn't it? It's also a track where overtaking is really quite possible as well. I think that's one of the main things. And there's a good few areas where you can overtake. A couple of little cheeky bits around the middle bit.
Following, even before DRS came in, it was always one where, because of the last three corners, the slipstream was absolutely epic, and it just really kicks in when they start the pit entrance. And I'm expecting lots of overtakes this weekend.
It's also not an easy track, because there's certain bits, because there's a couple of quite long straights following quite tricky off-camber corners. Drivers can make a difference in those corners, and because that then lasts all the way down the straight, doesn't it? So
yeah,
it's exciting. A couple of DRS areas as well. Do you overtake on the first DRS to give up the second one, or do you wait behind, charge your battery up with DRS open, and then go for it down that second straight, which is not quite as long? So loads of action usually. Yeah. However, I don't know if you remember, but 2023 was a bit of a boring race right up until the last lap where the Fons overtook Perez and then Perez chased him right up to the line. So it was like one lap of drama in an otherwise quite boring processional race.
Are you doing your homework? You're going back 2 years to watch the highlights. What happened there? Is that pure memory? Your memory?
No, I've done some homework today. But
you want those points real bad, don't you?
And yeah, just We'll come on to the predictions. I'm going for big points this weekend. I've gone pretty, pretty tactical. Yeah, exactly. The championship, well, our championship and the actual championship is also hotting up. We've got, I've done more homework. We've got Lando Norris on 357 points. We've got Oscar Piastri on 356 points, 1 point behind.
Love that.
And then Max Verstappen on 321, which is a fair bit behind still, isn't it? With five races.
He needs both McLarens to implode. He needs to. And this is a big points weekend as well with the sprint format as well. So there's an extra 8 points on, eight, and that's big. That's major. So it feels a little far at the minute, but again, right, Max, off at your peril.
I was sort of hearing that Max has probably got a decent chance at this race still. But then places like Qatar and Bahrain particularly, and probably Vegas as well, may suit McLaren quite a bit more than the Red Bull. But yeah, like you say, you can't write Max off. I think although he's closed the lead down, he's still got a hell of a lot to do, hasn't he?
Yeah.
At the point where Lando has just seemed to have hit this blow, which personally I'm hoping he carries into this weekend.
Yeah, and it's Max's past couple of races have probably done just enough to keep him in contention. I think we were saying, you know, anything less than third place is unacceptable and writes him off for the title. So this week, I think this weekend he needs the win. I don't think he can afford another third or lower. I think that would be game over. So this could be the title make or break for Max. And I know people are saying that he could do well here, and he did obviously superb last year, but they were in really bizarre conditions. If the sprint quali, Lando was thick end of half a second ahead of the next contender, and a couple of tenths in the main quali itself. So I'm confident that Lando knows this circuit and likes this circuit, and the McLaren likes it, because Oscar wasn't far behind last year. He slipped down the field in the wet conditions and such, but yeah,
it's because he's from a country where it never rains.
Well, that's it. Yeah, zero experience, isn't it? Yeah.
I think that's there's probably some truth in that. Like where did he do his karting when he was younger? Was it all in Australia where it literally never rained? Whereas if you're karting in the UK, or probably the Netherlands as well.
It's a fact of life. You've got to get used to that. You're not karting. If you're waiting for a dry day, no way.
I mean, Max's performance last year, like you mentioned there, was out of the top draw.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest of all time, but there were a few extraneous circumstances that really benefited him. So on top of it being a great drive,
yeah,
he did have quite a bit of luck, particularly with the timing of George and Lando pitting from the lead.
Yeah,
as the virtual safety car was ending. But beside that, like Max's moves, particularly into turn one, and his confidence on the brakes in the wet and all that kind of stuff was just unbelievable. And you'll see when we talk about the predictions in a minute that I've done a little bit of checking of the weather.
Ooh,
I'm a landscape photographer in my other life, so I spend an inordinate amount of time looking at the weather. It's extremely boring to talk about, both in landscape photography and probably in F1 a bit. But there is a bit of rain around, but the ahead forecast suggests that may be on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, right.
So I'm taking that into account for my predictions. I'm going deep this week. And I need to also try and... Because White's is feeling confident, so he went first with his predictions. So I've tried to differentiate a little bit. Should we go straight on to the predictions then?
Let's do it.
Since I've been banging on about them. But White's, like I said, he's been confident enough to just bang him out first. That is the current situation. You have scored your first points in quite a long time last week. It's taken you from 8 up to 11 because you went full Lando.
Yeah.
White and I failed to score last week. So that it's closing up. It's just like the real championship.
It only takes a few of them. I've got nothing else is left to do. The
guy in third is coming up.
the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm coming after exactly you boys. That.
So yeah, let me bring up the White's. I'll just bring him up straight away so everyone can see them if they're watching. But he's gone full Max again. So he's gone Max Verstappen for the sprint race, Max for pole, then Max to win the race, full Max. Then he's gone Lando, Lewis Hamilton he's got on the podium. So which is interesting because what that suggests is that if White's is saying that, then even he, who's not always been the biggest Lewis Hamilton fan, is acknowledging that Lewis is on the rise.
That's true. That's true. Or it could be absolute sheer arrogance and he wants to win this championship, even with playing his what he would consider his worst card in this pack.
Just to show his zero credential boys a bit of love.
Yes. He's trying to humiliate us by it. I can throw anyone. I've just got Max top three, then I can throw anyone in after that.
Oh, God, yeah. He actually thinks Lance Stroll's got a better chance than Lewis.
Well, if he makes it to the grid this year.
Yeah, true. Although, the year before, which I'd forgotten, is Charles Leclerc didn't make it to the grid.
Yeah.
So two years in a row, we've had someone crash out on the formation lap.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it more when it was Lance.
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to go ahead with your predictions?
Perhaps unsurprisingly, I've got Lando for the sprint win, Lando for pole, because half a second in the main pole last year was pretty hard, a couple of tenths in the main pole. He's got this track nailed. Yeah. And then he goes on to win the race from there with Oscar following him, George...
Are you putting Oscar third, are you?
No, Oscar's second.
Second?
So for the race, Lando and Oscar, because right. I need to keep it tight with the boys. I want them to be tight. Because I think
do you think
Oscar's going to have a comeback race before.
Do you think he's still, his downward momentum's going to stop a bit?
No.
Is it?
No. He's too clinical. And I don't think he would allow anything to get into his headspace. You just seriously brush it up. Off. So if we're going to carry on with a robot narrative, then he's definitely control alt deleted and that he's onto the next race.
Really? So you think he's still strong?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think that he's not hooked up with the car in the past couple of races, but I think there's something incredible in there. I really think that.
I like it.
Oscar second, George third, and Lewis fourth. So even I've had less faith in Lewis, and I'm a self-confessed Lewis fanboy than the Whites has, but I've put Max fifth, and that's, I hope that's not hubris, but it was on the assumption that there has been some talk that he might get a bit of a five-pace grid penalty by having a new internal combustion engine slapped onto his motor, and that would apply for the race, so... I think he's got some spaces to make up potentially, but I've since heard that that's a lot of bollocks as well. So,
Have you been out on the internet?
I've been on the internet, and I spoke to Mr. Dark Webs, and and he said, "No, what you want to do?" And after trying to sell me some illegal vapes, he told me that Max is definitely going to get a 5 minute grid penalty for having a new internal combustion engine. And I believe, I believe him. So yeah, Mr. Internet, if you have my eyes out, I'm fuming.
I mean, when that was discussed on the group earlier, it was made out like it was a fact that he was having a 10 place grid penalty, just like last year. And people are throwing fake news around to try and manipulate these predictions.
Well, it would only be a 5.
I'm not too happy, if I'm honest.
No, if it came, it would only be a 5 because it would. He's already had his 10 place grid penalty for engine extra engines. But yeah, if people are I'm a very innocent person, and perhaps naive. Yeah. And
it's not me, Gov. Sorry.
And all I would advise people to do is to check your sources, because I just typed in internet and results, and then see what happens. Nothing.
Yeah.
There's some bad people, believe it or not, there's some bad people on the internet who may lie to you.
Is there? I mean, don't trust verify, mate. That's the way to do it. Yeah, interesting. Let me bring those up again just to react. Yeah, not full Lando again. I like it.
Are you looking at whites compared to that? Where's George? Because he's always had a soft spot for George.
It is tough though, because with Ferrari and the Mercedes, there's some races where they could potentially win it, and then there's some races where they're dropping down to sixth or seventh, and it's really difficult to actually know which track suits who.
Yeah. Yeah.
George has gone well here in the past, though. And even last year, if it wasn't for that badly timed pit stop under the virtual safety car, he probably would have been second. But yeah, I wanted to go full Lando, but I've shown a little bit of...
he wants those points. You thirst for the points. I love it.
I'm trying to sort of balance out not giving whites an even bigger lead. So I'm hedging a little bit.
I like that between
the two of you, because he went first. So I'm going Max for the sprint, because my reason being is partly because of the weather. If it is raining on Friday and sprint quali happens in the rain,
true,
and then it rains, Max in the rain around here, it was masterful last year, and we might see a repeat of that. There's rain around on Saturday as well, as far as my weather forecast is telling me. Again, I'm going to put Max on pole position for that reason. It's then going to be dry on Sunday. This is a fact. It's going to be dry on Sunday.
Because the internet said.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I'm going with what you said as well, is that Lando's pace around here in the dry is meaty. I think he's carrying that momentum from the last few races. He seems to have clicked. We were all critical, including on here, of his mindset and his mentality. But I think he's proven something in the last few races.
He did.
I hope that carries through now that he's back in the lead of the championship. Then I'm going for Max second. I'm not sure about that. If that penalty comes, because there's a few of them. What I read is that there's a few of them at risk of having a grid penalty.
Could even everything out.
Yeah. Yeah, both McLarens and Max are at risk. I'm going with George in third.
Like it.
I still think he's got something around here. And then I wasn't sure after that, but I've gone with Oscar and then Lewis. So I think Oscar's dropped off a bit, personally.
I said that about Lando.
I was wrong about that. So, don't know what we're talking about, really, but that's my prediction. What the one thing I'm kind of certain of is that Lewis is now somewhat outperforming Charles. Like, it's been the case for the last few races, I think.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely no doubt he outperformed Charles in turn one of Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
And if Charles hadn't cheated, which this is not drivers do what drivers do. It's down to
they're opportunists.
Yeah.
They do what's important.
So there's no sort of criticism thrown at Charles whatsoever. But yeah, I think Lewis should have been in second, and he would have finished second in that race last week. But and do you know what as well, the funny thing is that we said that straight away. And then they all came out the woodwork later and started saying, "Oh yeah, Charles should have had a penalty." And I think what they'd done is they'd logged on to the YouTubes, they'd watched a bit of the Zero Credentials podcast, and then they thought, "Oh fuck, these guys are right. They know what they're talking about. They hacked into
our AOL.com chat room and our MySpace pages, and where we keep all the secret real information. I mean, this is just entertainment." But I've got 100% score ratio in my other presentation. But yeah, it's Do you think it'll be a first corner battle then? Because it's not a massive run up to the first corner, but it is a tight one and it's a narrow sort of...
I think because it's uphill, the cars in, say, like, fourth to seventh are not going to be anywhere near the front by turn one. It's a short run. It's up the hill to start with. But I think the top four, the first four on the grid... could potentially be battling into turn
five
one,
to seven, looking to pick up the scraps if there's any handbags. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm excited about it. I just hope there's a slightly.
It's Brazil, so practically guaranteed through the sessions that there's going to be cars in the wall at some point as well, which is, this pleases me. This excites me.
Yeah, because there's no massive runoff areas, is there? There's grass and there's gravel. It's a narrow track, so and these are big cars, so any little error
could get punished. Yeah, really you get massively punished. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Three days full of it as well.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it? I love it. Just a weekend of watching F1 kicking off.
It's a nice time of the evening as well when you can start cracking up and a few of the bevvies as well. And it's, you know, it's not Suzuka at 7 o'clock in the morning and you sat there with a can. Questioning your life choices.
There must be somewhere in the world where it's a fucking horrendous time, though. It's probably Australia, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's probably an awful time. Is it in the middle of the night in Australia?
Yeah. I think selfishly, we're pretty much bang on. At Europe, it's pretty much where they make the others sort of bend to. So a lot of the Middle Eastern races, obviously they're more evening and illuminated races. And even the American stuff, they try and bring them down a bit earlier in the day, don't they? For our benefit, so.
But like everything else, we invented time.
So exactly.
That's only right. That is only
As soon as Trump invents time, or an international sport of engineering excellence, then yeah, he can have it.
It'll be the best time if he invents it as well.
The greatest. So great.
Right, so that's that done. There's the predictions if you are watching and not listening on the podcast.
We've had a few people put their own predictions in, so we welcome all that.
Yeah, keep doing that.
That's interesting.
Keep doing that. What we should do is have, maybe for next season, if people put their predictions in the comments, we can then do a sort of average to have a viewer score alongside our three scores. Right, other news. Did you know that Charles Leclerc is getting married? He's announced his engagement to... Do you know what happens, right, when you become an F1 driver? I was thinking about this earlier. You get your drive in F1 and then the team come... Maybe it's just the F1 generally or your team, and they come to you and say... Mr. Carnage, congratulations on becoming an F1 driver. We can print you off, 3D print you, a girlfriend. We've got two two options. She can either be a slim, beautiful, Mediterranean-type looking girl, or she can be a blonde, slim, beautiful looking girl. You've got two options. And in Charles's case, it's the first.
She's a slamming hottie without being a stone cold misogynist about it. good luck to the lad, but yes, you do get doled out. You get a helmet sponsorship deal, some fizzy drink to go on your water bottle, a watch purveyor, and then one of the glitterati in terms of girlfriends. But that's the part of the sport that barely interests me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, not that interesting, is it? I just thought it was
funny. But if he's got his blood up, he might have a good weekend. Yeah, this will be the way here. Yeah.
And then I also wanted to give a quick mention to Gabriel Bortoleto, who is Brazilian at the Brazilian Grand Prix. I think that adds a level of excitement.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see.
Behind him.
Yeah, I can't. I'm looking forward to seeing how the crowd react to him. Like I said earlier, the love they had for Senna was off the scale. It would be nice to see Gabby get that kind of reaction and hopefully reward them with a good performance.
Yeah, and do you know what? He's had a really good season as well. For your rookie season, he couldn't have hoped for better, I don't think. So,
yeah.
I hope he goes well in the race. But actually, you've just reminded me, although I'm cautious to actually mention this because I maybe have got this off the internet as well. Is the Massa's case, which is an embarrassment to the sport. We'll cover that in more detail another time. But Felipe Massa's case of how he was robbed of his world title by a crashgate situation is currently doing the rounds in the courts, and seemingly it's not going too well for him at the moment.
Isn't it?
No. Oh, it's a shame. It's a shame.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. But when he defends his, well, I really, really, really wanted to win it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to... Yeah.
I'd like an investigation about that time you stole my beer 18 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like.
This is true.
It was start of order, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been barred down ever since as a consequence of that. And it's about time I paid you back.
I'd earned that beer. I'd really earned it. And you took it.
You snatched it from me.
Not even directly. You got someone else to steal it for me.
And you sipped it. So I want 63 million beers now to compensate me from that one beer that you stole. Yeah, quite right.
Because if I'd had that beer, my life would have gone so much better. I would have earned so much more money from drinking that beer.
Well, this is it. But not going into it too deeply, but it's such a shame. I had a lot of time for him, Felipe Massa. I quite liked him as a driver. He was always a number two, but he was, he was a canny fella. He always had a good vibe about him. But I think this seems, it's a bit beyond the pale, a bit embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I think like a bit of humility in defeat is probably required, but. There we go. Mm-hmm. He's free to do whatever he wants, isn't he?
Yeah. So. He's living his best life. Or his second best life now, actually. If that's... But he wants his best life back.
On that note, I think we should finish.
Quite right.
Yeah. Exciting weekend. We'll be back probably Monday or Tuesday to discuss the whole lot. So as the channel grows and we get more people watching, it will become worthwhile, I think, to do shows during the weekend to cover qualifying and sprint weekend. But for the time being, for this season at least, we're just going to do a review after the race. So yeah, we'll be back on Monday or Tuesday. So make sure you subscribed, like the video, and enjoy your Brazilian race weekend. Cheers, everybody. See you later.